Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. We got 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number 1 in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Bob. My name is Corey Ranslam. I am the co-founder and the CEO of a company called International Maritime Security Associates, or IMSA. And what we do is we provide critical information, cybersecurity, and consulting services to ships at sea. So for cargo lines, cruise lines, large yachts, their management companies, and support facilities on shore. So really concentrating on the maritime industry.
Perfect, Corey. Question number 2, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
We really enjoy working with businesses at IMSA because what we try to do with what we're building is we really try to help our clients solve problems, help them improve their operations, which has just a great effect across the board when it comes to the business side. You get that on the consumer side, but on business, the effects seem to be much greater.
They are. Question number 3. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. So when we first started this journey a few years ago and we launched our ARM software platform, we didn't really have any customer or client testimonials because we were just going into the market. So we gave the software out to a couple of different users, and one of those users has become a huge advocate. And through his quotes that he's given us for marketing materials, and what he's said to our potential clients has been a phenomenal help. So now when we do demonstrations, he's always, hey, connect me with a potential client and I can tell them what's good about your software and how we use it day to day, which then helps our clients kind of think, oh, I didn't think of using the software to do this or to do that. So I completely agree and really helps dramatically.
Outstanding there. Question number 4, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Sure. So there's 3 things that we really look at from a B2B perspective. Is the biggest part is really to understand your clients' operations, understand what they do, how they do what they do, how they work with their clients, and look at what service or piece of technology you're providing to help them improve that. That's really the first thing, is to understand their operations. So you build something that solves a problem for your clients. And the second piece of that is once you've built whatever it is, a software or consulting, is understand how your clients use it. And that's one of the things we've done to evolve is when we launched our software platform, we talked to our clients, how do you use this? How do you use the user interface? And got a lot of really good ideas that now we've poured back into the software. And just a quick example, Bob, is one of the things we looked at was the ability to provide cybersecurity services through our platform because of technically how we did what we did and where we sat on the vessel's network. So it was really interesting from that perspective where we had a client say, hey, could you guys help us from a cybersecurity perspective? Because we were already providing them another service, we were able to say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't that difficult. So it's understand your client's business, understand how they use your product. And the third piece of advice that I would give someone would be always communicate with your clients. Your clients have phenomenal insight as to what's going on, not just with your product or with what they do, but also within the marketplace where they are working and providing services. So for us, communication is a big part. We look at our clients as not just regular customers, but as partners. How can they help us improve how we do what we do? And when we do that, we see that the turnover is extremely low, that our clients tend to stay with us much longer.
Love that. I love all those little tips there. Let's get to question number 5. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Sure. So there's one name that comes to the top of my list, and it's just, she is a phenomenal entrepreneur. Her name is Felicia Jackson. She's based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and she has invented this great product called the CPR wrap. And she has done a phenomenal job, not even in the maritime industry. Most people would expect me to throw something maritime related out, but she is just a phenomenal entrepreneur and is really leading and doing some amazing things with her CPR wrap in that space.
Awesome. I'll look her up when we're done here. Number 6, Corey, this is the most important question of the podcast. You got to focus on this one.
Yes.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Bob.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
So, you know, we could go back and talk about the lemonade stand and all the other things, but one of them that comes to mind, and it wasn't with this company, it was with another company that I was a part of. We were working with a fairly large global client or trying to work with them. And it took us about 2 years to try to close the sale, but we were persistent. We kept meeting with them. And finally, I just said, hey, why don't you guys just give us a chance? And after about a year and a half or 2 years, they gave us a chance. That was about 12 years ago. So I've carried them actually into our company right now. And it's been great working with them.
Awesome. I love that story there about you kept being persistent. One sale I did that where they kept talking to me for 6 months is finally I told them, I says, this is the last phone call you're ever getting from me. You're either buying it, you're either giving me a credit card or you're not going to hear from me again. So
yeah, that was really interesting on our part. We were like, hey, we're staying through. You got to the point where like, we're going to win this sale now, no matter what.
Love it. Love it there. Corey, you've got 3 minutes and 2 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
Well, I can talk about the weather just briefly. That's one of the things that we provide in our ARMS software platform. And it was really interesting because it was a weather event that was one of the catalysts for us putting this together, because we realized that mariners at sea were not getting critical information, that we were seeing incidents and accidents because people weren't getting critical information. And one of those events was actually a weather event where there was 33 sailors that were lost on a cargo ship because they got into a hurricane and they had weather data that was 18 hours old. So we said, we can make a difference. We can make a change in this industry and get people real-time information. So that's my promo and my little talk about weather.
Love it. Love it there. You got 2 minutes and 8 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
No, I don't have anything else to add. I like to be concise, quick, and to the point, Bob. So I appreciate the time today.
And that's what this podcast is all about. So that's great. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Sure. It's arms.imsa.global.
In the description, it's magic. Corey, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.